Gibson.
Yes, Hazleton is on White River.
Yes, mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
And that's the west branch of White.
Yes.
Yeah. And well, it's certainly interesting. You have a, just curious, you have a church affiliation, and you spoke of, are you folks members of the...
Oh, yes.
I see.
Oh, it's been ever since I think I was about 9 years old.
Yeah.
I've been a member of the Methodist Church.
I see. Uh-huh.
And yeah. My father was Presbyterian, and out where my grandfather lived, they had the church next door. It's still there and still active now, church, Presbyterian.
Uh-huh.
And my grandfather was the founder of that church, not that he was a minister, but
uh-huh.
he was the founder of that, donated the land and the building for that church, and
I
it's
see.
Still very active.
Yeah.
But then there is a Methodist church at Mount Olympus, which is still a very active church, and that was my mother's church, and she was church secretary when she was a girl before she married my father. But as to where she lived around there, I really don't know. And my husband is Methodist.
I see. Yeah, well, the Methodist church had enormous and still has enormous influence on the Midwest,
yes,
all of the country,
right,
but the Midwest particularly,
mm-hmm.
and Indiana. The history of the Methodist Church in Indiana in itself is very, very interesting indeed.
It's been some time since I studied. I used to teach Sunday school class,
oh, you did?
And we had it
then.
Sure. And I can't.
I see. That's
too much.
That's fine. Well. Very good. I've already mentioned our connection in amateur radio.
Right.
When did you get your license, anyway?
Well, first, our son, when we lived in Florida, our son became interested down there.
Uh-huh.
And got his license down there, and I didn't think too much about it. Heard all this dit, you know.
Yes.
I couldn't understand it. And then when we came back to Princeton, they were having a class here, in theory,
yes.
And so my husband and I both came, or went to the class.
Uh-huh.
And I've had mine since 57, I guess, and
yes.
We both have. He does. My husband doesn't get on the air, but he still has his license, too.
I see. Yeah.
So it's been that long.
Hey, that's been a while. That's 20 years.
Yeah, yes. We ought to belong to the old-timers
yes,
club
right.
pretty soon.
That's right. Indeed.
But, no, it was, I thought a most interesting.
Oh, yes.
Still it is, but
yeah.
I don't participate like I used to.
Well.
I don't get on much.
Your sound, you have a good signal on the air. It sounds like a very pleasant person.
You look at this.
But I can't tell where your antenna is, do you?
You can see it. How I get out, I tell. Jerry, our son, is the antenna man, you know, and he can't understand when I say I have a good signal because it's up in the tree here and all turned over now.
I see.
And but he lives in St. Louis, so we have a weekly schedule.
Oh, yeah. Very good. That works out. Well, I've got a Wyndham antenna. Well, I guess the Wyndham applies only to the single line feeder. So I just have to call it an off-center because it uses 300 ohm a feeder and down to a 4-to-1 balun and on down end. And,
I think Jerry calls this a biconical.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I know about what it is.
I'm not very technical.
No, that's all right. I have lost some of my technical knowledge as it is. I got my license when I was in high school.
Oh.
So.